just a few halachot and minhagim surrounding the kedusha that we say in the Hazara, like the Shaf and the Arisach. The Ben Ish Hai writes in Parashat Teruma that some have the custom before they say the Nakdishach, they have kavanah to fulfill a mitzvah of the Nakdashti betok b'nei Yisrael, that God's name shall be sanctified amongst b'nei Yisrael. And the Zohar explained that that pasuk is referring to sanctifying God's name by saying Nakdishach v'narisach. So, according to the Ben Ish Hai, this would be a kavanah that one would have right before Nakdishach. He's about to fulfill the mitzvah of v'nikdashti betok b'nei Yisrael. Hacham Avadyan, Halichot Olam, brings some poskim that really want to say that that's not the oraita of v'nikdashti betok b'nei Yisrael. It's really not a mitzvah in a Torah. If anything, the Zohar is just bringing a smachta, a hint to this concept to say Nakdishach from the pasuk. But in any event, it would be proper, according to Zohar, to have this kavanah. The Ben Ish Hai then goes on to say that the custom is that while we say kadosh, 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 we elevate our feet a little off the ground, lifting our feet, so our heels go off the ground three times, kadosh, 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 and the custom is also at the pasuk, Baruch Kevod Hashem Mekomo, and also at the pasuk Yimloch, we also lift our feet off the ground. Although the Kaf HaHaim Sofer writes that according to the Sod, one should only lift his feet for the words Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. However, the Shlach Kadosh says that one should do it not only for the pasuk of Kadosh, Kadosh, but also for the subsequent pasukim, Baruch Kevod Hashem and Yimloch. And that's the way Hacham Avadyah also comes out, and that's the Ben Ish Hai as well. Last but not least, there is another machloket here in the way you're supposed to raise your feet off the ground during the pesukim of Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. It's clear according to everybody, you're not supposed to jump, or you're not supposed to dance. The Yamshil Shlomo writes in his Sefer that he saw, you know, some people that start to get carried away during the Kadosh Kadosh, and he said it's Minhag Burim. It's a foolish thing. There's no room for dancing during the Kiddusha. However, the Ben Ish Hai does point out that Ma'alim Bakodesh Ve'en Muridim, that progressively you're supposed to go up in things of Kiddusha, and therefore the first Kadosh, you project yourself above the ground a little, and then the second Kadosh a little more, and then the third Kadosh yet a little more. So you're constantly going up. There's a great mahloket on this, if that's proper or not. For example, the Kaf HaHaim brings down that one should do all the Kiddushot equal. He says, as a matter of fact, the first Kiddushah is the most significant Kiddushah. Therefore, to do that the least would be counterproductive. And therefore, the Kaf HaHaim as well as Hacham Avadyah hold, and that's what seems the minhag is as well, that the three Kiddushot of Kadosh, 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 while we project ourselves off the ground, but it's the same projection all three times, we do not successively go higher. So again, just to review the halakhot, the kavanah before Nakdishach of v'nikdashti betok b'nei Yisrael according to the Zohar. The second halakha is to lift our feet off the ground for Kadosh, 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 for Baruch Kevod Hashem Mekoah, for Yimloch. And last but not least, we saw machloket between the Ben Ish Hai and the Kaf HaHaim, whether you have to progressively go higher during Kadosh, Kadosh. Ben Ish Hai says you should. The Kaf says no. Hacham Avadyah comes out also like the Kaf, that it's better just to keep them all consistent.